Ernest, what's up? Look, I want to put you onto something that's been making waves in the personal finance world. If you've been relying on Mint to manage your finances, I got some news that might startle you at first. Mint is no more. But hold on, because every cloud has its silver lining, and in this case, that lining is Monarch Money. For those of us searching for a robust, user-friendly alternative, Monarch Money is stepping up to the plate. And from personal experience, it's hitting a home run. Let's get personal for a moment. Managing finances can be a maze of confusion, stress, and time consumption. Believe me, I've been there, jumping from one finance app to another, hoping to find that one platform that simplifies everything. Then came Monarch Money. Its ease of use, powerful features, and sleek design transformed my approach to managing finances. What truly sets Monarch apart for me, though, is its collaboration feature. With money being a top Discord trigger for many couples, the ability to seamlessly manage finances with my wife has been a game changer. No extra costs, just shared goals and clarity. But Monarch isn't just about managing your current finances, it's about building your future. Saving for that dream house, your wedding, or a once-in-a-lifetime vacation becomes not just a possibility, but a reality with Monarch's intuitive tools. It's no wonder the Wall Street Journal held it as the best app for savings growth. Monarch Money represents the next evolution in personal finance apps. It's an ad-free haven where your experience is the priority, constantly refined based on real user feedback. It's everything we've been asking for: intuitive, powerful, and relentlessly focused on user satisfaction. Now, for a bit more practicality, Monarch makes transitioning from Mint a breeze, ensuring you can bring all your tags and categories with you. Its intuitive design, customization options, and commitment to privacy and an ad-free experience make it stand out in the sea of competitors. Look, after trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it's the top-rated personal finance app. And right now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/leisure. That's MONARCHMONEY.com/leisure for your extended 30-day free trial. Earners, what's up? Look, I want to give y'all a little peek behind the curtain of producing Earn Your Leisure. It's a lot more than just sitting down and chatting. It involves meticulous planning, recording, editing, and then promoting each episode to ensure it reaches all of you. And if you picked up any of our merch, then you know there's a whole extra layer of logistics, from inventory management to shipping. Running a podcast is like running a small business. And speaking of business, I know many of you entrepreneurs are involved in e-commerce. You understand how crucial it is to streamline operations and cut costs wherever possible. That's why I want to talk to you about ShipStation, the multi-carrier shipping solution that integrates seamlessly with all your online sales channels. It's all about optimizing your shipping, connecting with expert partners, and freeing up more of your time to focus on scaling your business. Now let's talk about our experience with ShipStation. This tool has been a game changer for us, especially with automating routine tasks. Being able to manage everything from one dashboard and print shipping labels with just a click, absolute lifesavers. Plus, the discounts we get on shipping costs are incredible. Honestly, it feels like we're saving thousands. And as our show and merch sales have grown, ShipStation's robust automation and reporting features have helped us keep up without missing a beat. For those of you who get overwhelmed by order volumes, ShipStation's easy-to-use dashboard is a dream come true. You can import orders from any sales channel, apply shipping preferences automatically, and handle customer service issues right there. Not to mention the savings with up to 89% off carrier rates like UPS, DHL Express, and USPS. It's no wonder over 130,000 companies stick with ShipStation long term. So, are you ready to turn your shipping challenges into growth opportunities? Head over to ShipStation.com and use promo code EARN for a free 60-day trial. Again, that's ShipStation.com, promo code EARN. Start streamlining your shipping and scaling your business today.
Let's jump into this. Let's jump in right away. The five things you should do in this market. A lot of people are panicking, a little nervous, got off to a rocky start. What's the five things you should do in this market?
Number one, you want to check, everyone write this down. You want to check to make sure the stocks that you are investing in, that Vanguard and BlackRock have them as a top five holding. If not, you need to reconsider letting them go. for those of you who don't know, Vanguard and BlackRock are the market makers. They're the most important hedge funds in the space. So if they do not have a stock that you like in their portfolio, you probably should let it go. Please realize that while this market is coming down because of increasing inflation, even if it goes higher, this is a great time to build a base. Number two, please build a base. The number of shares that you have in your portfolio matters more than the price. And I know it's not easy when the market is getting beat up, but it doesn't matter if you have Apple at $10 and you only have two shares. Or you rather have 10,000 or 25,000 shares at an average price a little bit higher. So when you go to liquidate, you can sell off and be rich in the process. I need you to do your homework, and I need you to pick 10 stocks in the American market that will work in any environment. So I want to ask you guys a tough question. If China becomes the number one economic power in the next 5 years, what are the only the 10 stocks that would do well if China is number one and then we go to number two? Because what happened last year and the years prior, because quantitative easing was so high, everyone began to take the market for granted and say, hey, I can just pick anything at any time and it's going to go to the moon. And it did. And then when inflation changed and quantitative easing changed and the Fed changed their plan, the things that were going to the moon are now being driven into the ground. So there are only maybe 10 or 15 companies in terms of American equities that will last if we are not the number one leader in the global economy anymore. Number four, go heavier on index funds. I know you get tired of me saying it, but two tech, two index. If you are worried about, and if your portfolio right now is keeping you up, we haven't even seen the worst of it, but please be mindful. Every point of exposure to every top company, let Vanguard do the work for you. If Bank of America or any company falls out of favor of JP Morgan, you'll be good. They will reallocate for you. Please put in chat, automation is king. So you want to not only automate your investment, but have asset managers that are better than you do the work for you. Trust me, Vanguard is on top of it, which companies to have in their portfolio. And then number five, you need to research year over year from 1940. Every year, I want you to write it down. What has been the return every year? And it will give you some sense of confidence. This year, we'll probably be anywhere from 7 to 11%. It won't be like last year. It won't be a rock star year. We will be up. It'll be a little bit more difficult, especially in comparison to last year. If you're used to getting 20 and 30%, 40% as a newbie, and it was easy, that won't be here. But once you do that research and see what the returns are every year and see really once in only 7 to 10 years, we truly have a down market, you won't be as shocked about the things that we're dealing with right now.
Can I add to yours?
Absolutely.
That's a solid five. And I guess the ones I kind of have fit into the five that you have. And so The first one you said, so they don't panic. I think that's rule number one. Don't panic. Yeah. And the only way to not panic
is to
really understand those year over year returns. And so if you understand that and you're looking long term vision, you'll have less angst in some of your decisions.
Yeah.
And so my number one was don't panic. My number two was understand who you are and where you are in your journey. And so when I say understand who you are, understand what type of investor you are, right? What's your risk tolerance? Are you conservative? Are you looking for growth? Are you looking for that? Understand who you are as an investor. Okay, and understand that if you're at the beginning of your journey, right, don't compare it to somebody else's. Don't compare your chapter one to chapter 36 of somebody else's financial journey. This is your chapter. And so that kind of goes hand in hand of understanding who you are and the way you're going to invest. So that's vitally important. You said heavy on indexes. I agree with you. So I said find long-term positions. Go heavy on ETFs and index funds as well. Right, because these are if you're at the beginning of your journey, these are some safer plays to be invested in. But also, and this is kind of like my number four, is find your number. What's your buy-in number going to be? Right, because if the market pulls back, and you already have, if you've done your research and you studied your year over year returns, and you know this is going to be your buy-in number, you actually are looking forward to the pullbacks, so you can actually get in the position where you want, because you're going to have it at a lower price point, and you're going to have it long term. So I agree with all the ones you said, and those are just like not even asterisks.
Additions
to what you said.
Yeah.
I think definitely I just want to just talk about the index fund part a little bit, because you had talked about it last week a little bit, but I think, I don't know if people actually understood the full breadth of what you said. So especially for new beginners who, I have a suspicion that the vast majority of people are new investors or still like in the amateur phases. You have to be careful of the vocal minority. On social media, like, you go on like different shade room and all that, and it's like a bunch of like negative comments. You could put somebody's grandmother on shade room, somebody's gonna say she's ugly. But the problem is that it's still a vocal minority. The vast majority of people don't feel like that, but it feels like it because the minority have a loud voice. Same thing with investing. I'm noticing, like, no matter what you say about investing, somebody's gonna be like, oh, that's not true. You can double leverage this and make 20,000%. And you start to feel like everybody's an expert. What it does is that it makes the people that's not experts, that's just beginning, feel uncomfortable.
That's real.
The vast majority of people are not that. So I say that to say, he has to talk about this index fund. The reason why Ian talks about indexes a lot, and he said it last week, is that it gives you a hedge. So like if you're in the tech, right, and people saying like a sector rotation or tech is going down, da, 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 da. Well, that's one of the benefits of having an index fund, because the index fund, you have the total market, either total market or 500, S&P 500. Yeah. So now if one sector is doing bad, you don't have all your eggs in one basket. Mm-hmm. So that's like, it's like a safety net, where the index fund, and that's why when Mark Cuban says that he's invested in the Russell 2000.
Yep.
And then he said like Netflix and I think Microsoft, another like tech company. So this is why the index fund is imperative to your investment pyramid. It's like a foundational base. Mm-hmm. Not to say that you only have to do index funds, but it's the safest play when it comes to investing. You're not going to lose money long term with index funds, and it gives you broad range diversification amongst pretty much all areas,
every major, yeah,
of the economy. So me personally, I put money into an index fund last week. I put money into the S&P 500, and I put money into VTI. So, you know, practice what we preach, but I just want to just put that out there, because I feel like not enough people, they might not fully understand the index fund and why that's important.
Yeah, it was Amazon Netflix for Mark Cuban.
Yeah, and shout out to Hill Harper, who just texted us.
Yo, I appreciate you, bro.
On the check-in.
On the check-in.
My graduates from my school being Forbes,
backdrop.
A mic drop. Backdrop.
Backdrop.